Fitzpatrick in the gun, gets the snap. Arian back in the game. Ryan throws it right sideline and caught by Arian. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5 to the pylon and touchdown, Arian Foster!
The heroics of Arian Foster last Sunday before he exited with a groin injury. Drew Doherty here, and this is Texans Extra Points. Got John Harris and Mike Meltzer with us, and Arian Foster been playing brilliantly. That month of October, just something that we haven't seen from him in quite some time. If he is not in, how does that affect what Ryan Mallett and this offense can actually do?
I think it affects it a lot. I have to admit, I probably underestimated when Keenum was in last season the effect of not having Arian Foster. I felt like, all right, well, he had Ben Tate. He had the ability or some ability to run the football. But looking at this Arian Foster, who's been as good, if not better, than he was in 2010, if you have Arian Foster alongside Ryan Mallett against Cleveland next week, I think that makes all the difference in the world, not just running the football, but the ability to catch the ball out of the backfield as well.
That was one thing going into the year. I thought, Drew, that we would see Arian Foster have a much better season catching the ball as opposed to running it. I thought that's where they really would take advantage of him. And they've actually done it in both ways. And we saw that manifest itself in the Eagles game against Connor Barwin on an out and up. How many running backs are running out and ups on outside linebackers for touchdowns? It's just amazing what he's doing. I think he's maybe better than he's ever been. Even in 2010 when he was fantastic, I think he's even better than that. So it's imperative he comes back. But if he doesn't, Alfred Blue's got to pick up a little bit more of the slack, and we've mentioned it a couple times. The tight ends have got to get theirs in the receiving game. Where Arian might have gotten them, if he's not playing, then the tight ends have got to get some of those.
Yeah, now let's flip over to the defensive side of the ball. Jadeveon Clowney has played a game and a half this season. Not what was expected, not what was hoped for. If he does return, what are your expectations for him these final seven games?
I would expect him to make some sort of an impact because I felt like against Tennessee, just his presence on the field makes a really big difference. When 90 steps out there, and who knows how good he's going to be, I happen to think if he stays healthy, he's going to be an excellent football player, but that's obviously a question. But they had to put Taylor Lewan on him because he was rushing on that side, and I just think some guys help you just by their presence alone. I think, let's say he plays the next six or seven games. I think you're going to have sacks, you're going to have turnovers forced. If he's healthy, I am convinced he will play well.
One of the things about playing against Tennessee was the fact that he's facing Taylor Lewan, who he's faced before. So Lewan had at least a little bit of a scouting report on him. But Cleveland on down, those teams really are not going to have any book on him until he faces Taylor Lewan again. So if he's healthy and he's working through those things and he can cut, and especially for Jadeveon, his inside move is one of the best I ever saw from any college player. That's got to be one thing. It's one thing Lewan picked up on, but it really is not that great if you don't have that burst and acceleration that you're used to having. So if he gets that back, that inside move is a killer. And now then you can start moving him around and doing some different things, which is going to be fun to watch.
How big has it been missing this time as far as gaining more moves and perfecting more moves and just picking up a quote-unquote repertoire?
Well, it would be nice if he did, but with the knee, he hasn't been able to work on a lot of lateral movement. Now, working your upper body, working on the bags, doing those kind of things, hopefully he's been working on that. But to me, the biggest thing that Jadeveon's absence has done has opened the door for Whitney Mercilus to step up his play and show, hey, I deserve to be on the field. So now you've got not just Clowney and Watt, now you throw Mercilus in the mix, and now you've got three quality pass rushers coming off the edge, from the interior, wherever. But to me, 59's emergence, because 90 was out, was big.
All right, good stuff. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in just a few minutes. But now we got to get to the Telestrator portion of the show. So don't go anywhere. Texans Extra Points rolls on with a breakdown of the film. That's the professor, John Harris himself. We're back in just a bit.